Well, it's time for this week's edition of Mayor Monday on WWJ, and today we're happy to welcome in Birmingham Mayor Patty Boardman. Thanks, Mayor Boardman, for being with us today.
Well, this is my pleasure.
You know, we're seeing a lot about the master plan. Every city has a master plan, but saw a lot of stuff about master plan. A little surprising to see that it's 2040. That's way in the future, it seems like, that you're talking about.
You know, the development of the master plan takes between 12 and 24 months. So we're looking at actually having a completed master plan in 2020. And our master plans last, they last indefinitely, but they're set to go every 20 years. And that would put it out at 2040, which means it takes a lot of thinking to project what the city should look like 20 years ahead. And I was reflecting about our other master plans. We had one that was put together in 1980, which was a citywide plan. And we had some interim plans that looked at sub-areas. So our downtown plan was put together in 1996 and extended to 2016, but it doesn't expire. And the idea is that when the ideas in the plan are not completed or can't be, ever be completed, and I'll give you an example of that, the plan doesn't expire, it just keeps on going. So, for example, we want to have a walkable downtown. We call it our 2016 plan, the one that was initiated in 1996, has a lot of guidance on walkability, and we will continue to implement walkability according to that plan as long as possible on into the future.
And that was also a cosmetic plan as well, like you mentioned, with the walkable downtown, but also the way the buildings are, as high as they are, right? There's only a certain story that you want them to be.
Right. We do not want the buildings in especially the downtown area to overwhelm the sidewalk. So we have a limit of 5 stories, and we have very, very few buildings that were built before the 1996 master plan was started that are higher than 5 floors, and we're continuing to look at limiting buildings to 5 stories.
Speaking of building and driving and parking, I'm sure is probably one of the major complaints you get from there's no place to park, which always is kind of a good thing, as you're saying. That means a lot of people are coming. But you're actually looking at tearing down one of the old parking garages and adding some new ones, right? Yeah.
Yes. So this is actually part of the 2016 plan. It's one of the items that hasn't yet been implemented, but we are now working on implementing it. The North Old Woodward parking structure is very old. I believe it was built in 1966, which makes it about 53 years old. It's starting to show its age, and while it is still safe to be in, the money required to maintain it and to keep it safe has been increasing quickly. As it happens, we have received a complaint or two about not having enough parking. And so the idea, after a lot of committee work, is to demolish the North Old Woodward structure and build a bigger, better, prettier structure that has a component of extending one of our roads called Bates Street around behind it, which will connect into Old Woodward, as well as hiding the building a little bit by building a 5-story retail structure right in front of it facing Old Woodward. Happily, we have found that the developer who will be building that building and managing it was able to get a fantastic tenant to take the whole building, which is RH, used to be known as Restoration Hardware. They have some new concept galleries and It's very exciting. So we will be able to increase our parking and make the street on Old Woodward look even better.
You had said earlier that you didn't want everyone to perceive Birmingham as being kind of a little bit snooty or uppity. And can you address that?
Well, I find Birmingham to be a very friendly community. And I sometimes say to my husband, I can tell who's a Birminghamite and who is visiting, because when you walk in our neighborhood, the people who live here say hello. Whoever they pass, they say hi. And I think it's a very endearing quality, and I appreciate it.
Well, Mayor, we were talking off the air a minute ago, and to put you on the spot a little bit here. Speaking of one of the non-snooty things in Birmingham everyone loves, the institution, the Hunter House, and I hope that the city can find a way to keep it. I know development is always coming and progress and new buildings, but that's in the discussion stage, the future of that place that people have loved for so many years.
So when we were off air, I mentioned that my husband and I, on a Saturday afternoon, will walk up to Hunter House for a quick burger and then cross the street to Dairy Mat for dessert and maybe then go on into town for a movie. Right now, there are some proposals for development of that corner. They are at the planning board stage, and so the commission has not seen any plans or designs at this point, so I think Hunter House is safe for, at least for a while.
Okay, that's good news. Greg Bowman is cheering. What about recreational marijuana? Tell us where Birmingham stands on this issue.
So Birmingham opted out of allowing producers to produce and retailers to sell in Birmingham. We feel that the rules are uncertain at this point, and so we are holding back until we see how it develops.
You were talking earlier about Birmingham making it more walkable. It's already pretty walkable, and unlike a lot of downtowns, I mean, at least my perception is Birmingham seems to be doing very well. There's a lot of retail, a lot of stores, but are there still things that you're looking out for or still more stuff you'd like to see?
You know, at almost every meeting we talk about whether our streets are safe and friendly to pedestrians and to bikers. We're very conscious of trying to make it as accessible as possible. And so we look at the timing of our stoplights, and we have made changes to allow pedestrians to cross before the traffic starts. It gives a count or two or three so that a pedestrian is already partway across the street before a car ever has a green light. We look at the striping of the crosswalks, and not all of them have been converted to our new standard, which is a 24-inch white stripe with a 24-inch asphalt. So we're constantly thinking about what can we do better. And if we see an idea, hear an idea, become aware of something that will make it better, we certainly investigate it and we will implement it if we find it's good for Birmingham.